You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with director Fran Kranz and actress Ann Dowd. Written and directed by Kranz, Mass tells the story of four parents who meet to deal with their grief and anger in the aftermath of a school shooting. Starring Ann Dowd, Martha Plimpton, Jason Isaacs, and Reed Burney, Mass is an in-depth examination of what it means to deal with our suffering and what steps it takes to move forward. In this one-on-one, we speak to Kranz and Dowd about the ambiguity of why and honoring the victims without demonizing the villain. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. To you both, thank you so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I love your work.
I love your work.
And Fran, this is just a remarkable film for your first film. It's just incredible. Why was this a story that you wanted to tell?
I was really struggling with the concept of forgiveness myself because I was a new parent, or I am, I guess, and the frequencies of these shootings, I couldn't help but wonder, you know, how what would happen to me as a parent? What would I do? How would I move forward? Could I possibly forgive or reconcile that heartbreak and hate and blame? I remember when I learned about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa when I was in college, I was inspired but also sort of disturbed because I was afraid I couldn't participate in something like that, in sort of restorative justice where you weren't there for retribution or to be punitive. You were just there to heal. Mm. It was just this sort of mind-blowing thing for me. And I did not know if I was capable of that kind of work. So as a parent, in the wake of these shootings, I was thinking more and more about it. And when I came across these meetings, reading about doing research, I'd read about that parents did this. And I thought that is the most incredible thing. And that's at the very heart of what I'm so afraid of, but hope for too, you know, that I want to be able to do that. And that kind of work, to be across from someone you feel blamed towards or hate towards or just disagree with even, and to work through that, it feels like the most admirable, just kind of honorable effort a human can make, especially today in this incredibly divided country. So I just, that was it, you know, that was it. I just started obsessively thinking about this movie all day long. You know, that was about 3 years ago.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And I mean, you're wonderful in this film.
Thank you very much.
Yes, she is.
She really is. And I was, what was that experience like for you? What sort of preparation did you do, research, and to feel so present in that moment?
I would say this experience on a number of levels, a human, just personal and as an actor, a profound experience, and affected me in a way that, and to a level that I don't think I've ever felt, because it's a place personally, because part of our job, you know, the reason we can do this, actors, is because we know and we learn over time that you go home and you have not brought with you the consequences of the experience, which is why we can go where we go. However, it requires a kind of writing and a kind of trust of one another in a room that we're all here for the same thing. And the power of that experience, the power that comes, and I mean by power, freedom and permission, both to self and others, to let down all guard, to let down all hope for anything except what is between us now in this moment. That experience in this film, there was no stepping away from it. I don't even remember how much we shot around that table when. I understand we did 10 pages a day or something like that. All I remember is almost a seamless experience. I don't mean it wasn't scary sometimes, because I had to keep checking that, okay, you're all right, don't worry. You have what you need and you have these people. Don't be afraid. But the power and the generosity of this character throughout, and the fact that she has stayed with me to the degree that she has, speaks to the extraordinary nature of the experience. And one, as an actor, that you just want to get on your knees in gratitude, because it is extraordinary. And so it's not the easiest thing to compliment this gentleman, but it, compliment is a silly word in this circumstance. But this is why it happens, you know.
Well, you know, in truth, and just to echo that, Fran, this is one of the few scripts I've seen this year that didn't feel like a script. Like, it really doesn't. It feels so authentic in that space. And that's a credit to you and the rest of the cast. It's also a credit to the dialogue.
Oh, God. You know what's interesting? Sorry, am I interrupting your question?
No, go ahead.
Martha, wonderful Martha, and I, we've talked about this. We were together last week after a screening with an audience. She recognized in the reading of it, first she said, you know, normally she has to put a script down because scripts are written in a way that interrupt the flow of the story, location, all these things. But she moved through the script, never put it down. Mm. And she said she could feel the rhythm.
Yeah.
And she could hear the words and stuff. I was clueless on that front. I thought, I can't imagine saying any of these words right now. I don't understand her. I loved her, and I appreciated the clarity, but I had no idea how it would happen. And that's, to me, where the trust part comes, the trust in oneself, but mostly in her, Linda, because once we got in the room, I understood how to say it. I didn't even understand here. I didn't even think about it. Mm. And that, to me, speaks of the forces, if you will, the grace, a word we used today, that came to us from all everywhere. And it was unbelievable, extraordinary.
Yeah, thanks.
So thank you.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm not sure. I think what was helpful was that I approached these four characters equally. Mm-hmm. There was no good or bad. There was no antagonist or protagonist. I didn't believe that. I didn't really find that in research. I didn't believe that these were human beings. There may have been tragic mistakes made or poor decisions, but so much of it came out of that, the sort of messy, unconditional, irrational love you have for a child. I recognized that very quickly, being a parent, that I am going to screw this up. I'm going to mess this up inevitably because my intentions are so intensely good. At least I think I love so much. I'm going to lose at times. And I think I wrote them, you know, as equal sort of leads. Right. And I think it might have helped in the dialogue that I didn't have, you know, in the back of my head, well, Richard didn't do enough of this, or, you know, or Linda did too much of this. You know, I think that would have tipped the balances and might have affected the dialogue in a way that I wasn't writing for honest.
That takes people. Some serious self-awareness. I mean, I got to say,
Well, my one, you ask a question.
You talk.
Yeah, you talk.
Well, you know what? You said something there that I noticed right away is that the film feels very balanced. Mm. This is, every character feels valid in this piece. And one of the things I thought was really fascinating about it is the film honors not only the victim's family, but also the family of the attacker, mm-hmm. which is so extremely rare. To you both, I guess, why do you think it's so difficult for us to think of them, the attackers, the villains, if you will, as being just as important in these cases?
I don't know. I don't know. And truthfully, when I started reading, I was shocked by the learning. I was so surprised to learn about the the family of the shooters or the perpetrator, mm-hmm. the attacker. It always, I thought, why haven't I felt this? Why haven't I seen this? So I'm guilty of it too. So if that's the right word, your thoughts, the thoughts and prayers, right? They go towards the victims. We just don't. And I'm not sure why, but the family of the shooters, the families and parents of these perpetrators, that's what kept me up at night. I mean, there were many nights where I read something late at night, trying to go to bed and think, oh, that's it. I'm done. I'm not sleeping tonight. You know, and it was with them. It was feeling empathy and compassion for them and how intensely they have lost. And I can just think of, you know, my own child makes a mistake or does something. I'm just amplifying those feelings, you know. I just tried to sort of amplify the stakes and the circumstances in my own heart and put myself in their shoes. And again, we're not talking about bad people. I didn't find any monsters. You know, I just wanted to write real people and plead their case, you know?
Absolutely.
I would say also when you're in the presence of profound grief from another, all the details, no, I'm going to say this in a way that sounds disrespectful, the details disappear. In other words, the circumstances sort of take second, well, yeah, wherever,
sure.
Because you're in a state that connects one to another. And we're so used to right and wrong, enemy, good person, black and white. We're accustomed to that. The truth is this. Everything else is a lie. Okay. Well, but no, not really. I don't know.
No. I love that. There's this idea of it's shared suffering. We see, if we can recognize suffering in one another, those things do sort of fall to the wayside, or whatever the expression. They seem to matter less, the circumstances or details. I totally understand that, or that feels really true to me. And that's kind of the effort, or that's sort of what these characters, especially Gail and Jay, the victim's parents, I think they're looking for that, whether they can name it or consciously understand that. They might be there in an effort to forgive, but they don't know how that will happen. But a key to it is seeing some real shared humanity through suffering. Mm-hmm. That if these other parents can disclose themselves and fully shed everything, then all that's left is a human being. And it's so hard to hold that hatred still towards another human being suffering. I don't know. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Unfortunately, we've actually got a wrap there.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to speak with you.
Thank you so much for your time. It's a beautiful film. It's just absolutely stunning, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.